Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Definitely prolong the time. I want to talk to you today about waiting. I want to talk to you today about patience. I want to talk to you today about both of those things that are synonyms and that we are sometimes failing at when God has placed us in a season of waiting. Some of you all have petitions before the Lord. Some of you all have asked God for certain manifestations, but it has yet to manifest. So what do you do when you're waiting? Some of us, we get tired. Some of us, we want to give up. Some of us, we just said, forget it. I'll do it my way. And this is the wrong way to wait. I want to talk to you about while you're waiting on your miracle. While you're waiting on your miracle, I want to encourage you not to give up. I want to encourage you not to give in. I want to encourage you not to just wave your hand and say, forget it. I'll do it my way. Because I want to give you a secret. When you're waiting, oftentimes in America, on TV, in the movies, we often equate waiting to be a bad thing. We often equate waiting to be an impatient thing. We often equate waiting to be that of something that we dread to do. But I want you to be encouraged because waiting is actually going to work out for your good. Waiting actually at the end of it, if you endure, will give you a reward. Waiting will actually give you more favor if you are actually enduring. This is why a lot of people end up missing their blessings, even on divine connections. Even when God has placed you in connection and in covenant with a great man and woman of God, he has placed you there to endure a waiting season, a season of training, a season of elevation. But sometimes we as people get so impatient and we say, you know what, I can just do it on my own. I don't need to wait on them to ordain me or wait on them to affirm me or to wait on them to finish teaching me. I think I know enough, so I'm going to go ahead and do what I need to do. Or I feel like I need to be somewhere else. And we often just uproot and go somewhere else. Then we uproot from there and go somewhere else. And we end up just bouncing around, hopping and hopping from prophet to prophet, church to church, and we lose the blessing and the reward if we would just stayed there, if we would have just been planted where God sent originally where he sent you. Oftentimes we lose connections and miss out on great relationships, whether it be platonic or romantic, because it's just taking too long. The person didn't become or blossom into the individual you had hoped within the first 3 days, within the first 7 days, so you're on to the next one. And if that's your prerogative, you are definitely a grown man and woman of God. You can make your own decisions. But I want to tell you and warn you about how if you're too quick to just be inept and change directions and disconnect, you can miss out on some of the greatest things that could bless your life, transform your life, add to your network, increase in your romantic life, all those things, relationships that will be blissful and long-term. You will miss out on a lot because you choose not to be patient. You must understand that waiting on God, that's one of the ways you can prove that you trust God. I always look at my relationship with the Lord as, how can I get more favor? How can I reap the most rewards? And also, how can I prove that I love him? Those are the top three things that really govern my behavior, that govern my actions, that govern my speech. Because I'm always saying, okay, if I want more favor, what can I say that will always place me in position or in the path of his flowing favor? What can I do? How can I be obedient? How can I be pleasing in his sight that I can now see and receive the reward that God promises all throughout the Word of God? What can I do to always be in a position to prove myself that I'm trusting him and loving him? And one, there are dozens, but one of them that I'll share with you is the power of waiting. There is power in waiting. I want someone on the line to repeat after me. There is power in waiting.
There is power in waiting.
Guys are awake. You are awake. It's power and waiting. some of us, we are definitely conditioned to say, oh, if I have to wait one more day, and sometimes it's so hard, and you end up losing or forfeiting that power that comes along with waiting. Waiting on God is proof of trust. Waiting also provides God time. It provides God time, and I'm going to say that again. It provides God time to address the problems that we encounter as Christians in our life. It gives him time miraculously to work things out. Amen. God is a miracle God. Amen. Yes, he is. We always say it doesn't take God long to do what he does, but he still needs time to work some things out. Some of you all got issues that it took you 17 years of being entangled in, and you want God to bring you out in the very millisecond that you open up your mouth. Give God some time, which is going to require you to wait even more. So I taught on this last time to be able to give time for God to bless you. And when we begin to, I think that last time I preached, I talked about how we give in our seed, we give in our tithe. But when you rob him of your tithes and your seed and your offering, you rob God of the opportunity to bless you, to prove himself in your life, to bring forth provision. God doesn't like to be robbed. Any of us, we would not like to be robbed, but definitely God. He doesn't like to be robbed of the opportunity to prove himself as Lord and Savior of our life. He doesn't like the opportunity of being robbed of being excluded from the beautiful pleasure, because that's the only pleasure that we know through the Word of God that he gets. It pleasures him to bless us. So when we are impatient and God said, wait on him, he's going to make it, he's going to do it, and then you know what, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to try and bring forth a solution in my own power. You begin to say, God, I'm robbing you of that pleasure to bless me. I'm going to bless myself. And this is exactly what we do when we become impatient and we move in our own flesh. We have to learn to wait. You got to know that there are certain rewards for waiting on God. If you want these type of rewards, you cannot receive the reward if you are impatient. You cannot receive the reward if you begin to move in your own dealings. This is how we end up in some very horrible situations, because you could not wait on the Lord to send you your significant other or to present a suitor to you. You begin to rely on your own fleshly desires, and you hook up with those guys, or if you're on here, men, your own women that you think will be your life partner, but it come to bring a whirlwind of hell. We talk to a lot of men and a lot of women, more so women, who are still 20 years into the future, still dealing with a headache because they decided to open up their legs and deal with a knucklehead man because they decided to go with their own feelings and not rely on the Lord. We talk to women are 40 years into the future that are still dealing with a headache because they open up their legs and they begin to deal with a knucklehead, and then this person is still bringing drama because of a child was birthed out of it, or even if there wasn't a child, that just always in and out of their life bringing forth turmoil. We talk to people who have gone into debt because they could not rely on the Lord, or they did not want to do it according to the things of the kingdom to bring for provision, so they decided to get into debt, and they're now right now drowning. Their credit score is poor. They owe so many payday loans that you owe 300% APR on it. These are things that God wants you not to have to deal with and have a headache with, because you're choosing to be impatient because you choose not to follow the kingdom principles that are lined out in his word. So if you choose to this day to begin to wait on the Lord, and you begin to now have patience, you're going to get rewarded. And there are several rewards that God can give you on today if you begin to have patience. Number one, you got to know the waiting reveals patience. Number one, that's your first reward. If you learn how to wait, guess what? Ta-da! You will have patience. A lot of people say, I don't have patience. I don't know. That's just not me. I'm not patient. Well, I tell people it's just as easy as making a decision. You can become patient if you so decide to, if you decide to wait. If you decide to wait, guess what? Just as a result, as a reward, you will become patient. It reveals the patience that is within. You can know that patience is a seed. You want to plant a seed in your life? Patience is a seed that always, not sometimes, not maybe, but always produces a desired harvest. If you're patient long enough, it will always be rewarded. You can find that all throughout the Word of God. Even in Luke 21 and 19, it talks about that. In Luke 91 and 19, it says that if you're patient, guess what? For people in ministry, oh, I want to get out there. I want to preach the Word. I want to go out there and just win souls for God, but I want it now. But you have to endure season of patience, a season of waiting, and in that season of waiting, you have to learn how to be trained. You have to learn how to walk with God. But in your patience, even as the Word of God says in Luke 21:19, in your patience, you will gain your souls. In your patience, God guarantees that your ministry will be successful. God guarantees that you will begin to be a harvester of souls. God guarantees that you will be able to transform lives, but you first must have to be patient. You first must endure the process. Even Sarah, when she finally buckled down and she said, okay, I'm going to do it the way God prophesied it to me, and she began to bear her child and conceive her child with Abraham, it said through her faith also Sarah, she received strength to conceive the seed and was delivered of a child when she was past her age. She was up in age. Because why? It says in the Word of God, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God is faithful to his promise, but we have to first buck down in ourselves, and we have to get rid of flesh, and we first have to say, you know what, God, I'm going to wait on you. You're not a man that should lie or the son of man that needs to repent. Your word will not return back void. I judge you faithful of your promise. And if we can have that mindset, a lot of us will be far off better than where we are. A lot of us will have a higher credit score. A lot of us wouldn't have so many baby daddies. A lot of us would not be in broken marriages of your second, your third, your fourth. I met a woman, this is her fifth divorce. A lot of times you don't have to go from relationship to relationship. Just what General Andrews said. Some of you all who are out here having sex and you're not married, you are worth more than that. If you would be patient so that God can reveal your worth to yourself, so that when these knuckleheads come around and want to spread your legs, you can say, no, I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than just a two-for-one dining at Applebee's, and then I can give you part of my soul, and that's all it requires. That's all it requires. Mm-hmm. You all to share meal and two beverages, and then you can give him part of your soul. Then you will understand what you're worth and know that you're much more than an Applebee's meal. And some of you all don't even go to a restaurant. You just go through a drive-thru. Really? That's all it takes for him to feed you? And then that's what you do? You give away your body? This is what God wants you to say, General.
Please, Mom.
Yes. You have to learn how to endure. Because patience just isn't always waiting on God to manifest things materially in your life, but it's also patience for God to reveal things inwardly, intangible inside of you, in your heart, in your mind. Sometimes in the patience and sometimes in the waiting, God will reveal your strength. He definitely will expose your weaknesses, but God will definitely expose your worth and your value, why he created you. Some of us are so lost. Some of us don't even know why we're placed on this earth. Some of us are not even walking in our purpose. Why? Because we've been impatient, jumping from this to that, jumping from here to there, not understanding and taking the time to say, God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that
come
you
on, Holy Ghost.
That's my new
patience will give you that reward. Patience and waiting on God will begin to deliver you from your own demons, will begin to deliver you from your own oppression, will begin to deliver you from your own depression, will begin to deliver you from your own insecurities. But you can't be distracted and just get impatient and say, you know what, I'm doing it on my own. Because chances are, if I were to interview each and every one of you on this line, and if I was to take a synopsis of your age, and I can tell you how you wasted probably a decade, or some of you all 2 decades of being impatient and making wrong decisions, erroneous decisions that have left you stagnant, left you tangled up and broken and in shambles. And some of you are just now starting to get your life together. I can tell you how you learn from your past mistakes, because we can't cry over spilled milk. No, we cannot. But what you have learned from your own mistakes, and if you can intelligently communicate it to someone else, you can save them how to save 20 years of mistakes off their own. You can now raise your own children, your own grandchildren, and tell them, don't do what I did. Let me teach you about a thing called patience. Let me teach you about a thing called waiting, how there is power in waiting, and how God will reward you, young man, woman, granddaughter, child, how God will reward you if you were patient. You got to understand. You got to change your mindset. Again, like I told you, society tells us that waiting and you know, trying to see and figure things out, and if it takes an extra long amount of time, it's a bad thing. But we have to change our perspective and say waiting time is not wasted time. Waiting time is not wasted time. A lot of us think that. We think, oh, I waste so many years of my life waiting on this. I'm just going to do it on my own. Well, if you have that mindset, that's exactly the reward you will receive. But you have to change your mindset. The reason why General Andrew and myself are very successful is because we learned the art of waiting. We learned the art of having patience. The reason why I am so young, probably... Oh, my goodness, I don't know there's many people my age at the level that I am at. There are people that are 10 years, 20 years my senior and still haven't achieved the things that I have achieved. I didn't have a great inheritance. I didn't grow up in a bougie neighborhood. I grew up in the south side of Chicago. But the reason why I am elevated in the spirit, there are people that are 20 years my senior and don't have half the power that I have. Why? It's because I've learned the art of patience and the art of waiting. This is why I learned, and General Andrew learned, that waiting time is not wasted time. Will you become impatient and feel like, you just want to get over and done with it? Of course. Will you feel like you just want to give up? Of course. But what's the difference between feeling like something and actually doing it? It is a huge difference. You can feel like something all you want, but your emotions, if you make a decision off your emotions, you will be jacked up every time. You must stay level-headed and keep focused at the end of the tunnel, and that's what we did. Even though we may have felt like it, but every time you feel like giving up, this is why you got to have the Word of God on the inside, because the Bible guarantees that He will recall back the memories of the Word of God. We want to give up. The Holy Spirit in us, the Holy Spirit inside of us will raise up and like a standard, and they will. The Holy Spirit will remind us and say, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. When we begin in remembrance of the Word of God, this is what keeps us going forward. And then when we begin to think about how God says we're not fit for the kingdom, how can we receive the reward? How can we receive the blessing? How can we walk in favor? How can everything we touch multiply? It will not, because we're not for the kingdom. So apparently we got to endure this. Every time we felt like, oh, I don't know, I can't make it, it's too much, woe is me, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit on the inside of us would awaken and say, I will not put more you can bear. You can bear this.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We got a lot of favor over here, but it's not because we just asked for favor. It's because we knew what to do to gain favor. There are dozens and dozens of things you can say and do to get God's favor. One of them is waiting, because you know why? Waiting guarantees favorable results. Did you catch it? Waiting guarantees favorable results. When you begin to move on your own, you're now playing gambling with your own life. You begin to say, I hope it works out. I'm going to do it on my own. It's like basically having a pair of dice and saying, okay, I hope I get what I need, because it's a 50-50 chance. Chances are you're going to lose every time. You will never win at the home. That's what they say in the casinos. Home always will win. So you got to understand, even when you think you are going to win, you're never going to win, because you're moving ahead of the Lord. You have definitely stiffened yourself. I don't care if you got even a tiny micro blessing out of it. You still gypped yourself on the bountiful blessing you could have had if you would have waited a little bit longer. So praise God. Praise God for $20, but God had 20,000 waiting on you. God had 10,000 waiting on you.
Come on,
praise God. Praise God, you met a man because you decided to be impatient. Oh, praise God, y'all got a relationship for 48 hours, 72 hours, and then all of a sudden he beat you on the fifth day. All of a sudden you found out there's another girl he's talking to on the side. All of a sudden you found out after he got what he needed from you, he's going ghost and won't answer your calls. Oh, but Jesus,
like it is,
Mom. You're blessed. That was something you gambled on, and the enemy just gave you enough to keep luring you so he could break you down. So that he can abuse you, so he can
powerful.
Abuse you. You got to understand, it's all going to not work out. If you move ahead, you wait. God guarantees favorable results. Even the Bible talks about that in Lamentations 3:25-26. Lamentations 3:25-26, it talks about how the Lord is good. He's good unto them that wait for him. You can stop right there. If you want God to be good unto you, I don't understand how people miss this in the Word. When I read scriptures like that, immediately it downloads into my spirit and say, okay, I want you to be good to me, God, because God's definition of good is better than any definition you can come up with. God's definition of good is better than anything you could ever do, and with your purest heart for somebody else. When God said he's going to be good to you, every area of your life is going to be good. He's going to be good to you. Going to be
Glory.
Good with you in your finances. He's going to be good with you in your relationship. He is going to be good to you in every area, in your mind, in your desires, in your hope. But he said the catch is, there's a hook. He's only going to be good
to the store.
Only going to be good to them that wait for him. The Lord is good
now.
Unto them
That's
that
right.
wait
Amen.
For him.
Amen.
You're preaching good. Amen.
Him.
We
Amen.
Know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.